Detektor FM. Zurück zum Thema.
Ahmed Gallab alias Sin Cane ist ein Meister des Mischens. Reggae, Soul, Funk, Dub, Country und Afrobeat mischt er auf seinem Album Mean Love zu relaxten Nummern zusammen. Die musikalische Vielfalt kommt von den vielen Umzügen, sagt er. Als Kind ist er mit seiner Familie aufgrund politischer Unruhen aus dem Sudan nach Amerika geflohen. Dort ging es dann nach Utah, Ohio, Georgia, New York und zwischendurch immer mal wieder in den Sudan. Gerade tourt er durch Europa. Jetzt ist er zu Gast bei Detektor FM.
Hallo Sin Cane.
Hallo.
Wir wollen am Anfang ein bisschen eben über seine Wurzeln sprechen und den Sudan, aus dem er geflohen ist und in den er zurückkehrt. Und deswegen will ich ihn mal fragen, ob er immer noch dahin fährt, auch wenn die politische Lage ein bisschen instabil ist. So, I'm gonna start with your origins. I already told the people in German that you are from Sudan. Your family comes from there, but you were raised in the US. Mm-hmm. But you still do travel back to Sudan, I guess.
Yeah, I go back as much as I possibly can. You know, all my extended family still lives there.
So how's the situation right now there? Is it like for you a problem to get there because it's unstable, or is it easy?
No, it's easy to get there. You know, it's interesting because the political climate is, you know, a bit tough right now. But more than ever, I'm seeing my family outside of Sudan. You know, they're traveling outside of Sudan a lot. I see my cousins at least once every 6 months in the United States. So it's easier to get out of Sudan than it was before, which is kind of a peculiar situation. But the people in Sudan are really what I care about.
Also er sagt, es ist gar nicht so schwer, in den Sudan zu kommen, wobei es einfacher ist, rauszukommen. Seine Cousins besuchen ihn auch in den Vereinigten Staaten. Und es ist natürlich problematisch, das politische Klima, aber er möchte sich eben um dieses Land kümmern und tut das auch. Obviously, you have been traveling a lot in your life. Mm-hmm. You still do, of course, when you're touring. What is the benefit from seeing different places, living in different places? Do you have another perspective on life through that?
Absolutely. I feel like it allows me to understand things with an open mind. You know, you meet a lot of different people and you understand how they approach the world and how they who they are, you know, ultimately. And you realize that a lot of the details don't matter, and everyone all over the world is the same. They all want to be happy, and they get sad in the same way, and they get joyous in the same way. So it's allowed me to unify myself with the world and to see things clearly in an open mind.
Also ich habe ihn gefragt, ob man eine andere Perspektive auf das Leben bekommt, wenn man viel reist. Und er sagt, natürlich, weil man irgendwann feststellt, die Kleinigkeiten, die uns unterscheiden, machen gar keinen wirklich großen Unterschied aus, weil die Leute in den Hauptfragen, wie bin ich glücklich, warum, sich einfach ähnlich sind oder gleich sind überall auf der Welt. Und das hat natürlich Einfluss auf ihn. One of your songs, Will I Finally Settle? You ask yourself that in the last song of your new album. So for you, what's your definition of home? Is there one home or are there more than one?
There's a lot of different homes, you know, and for the longest time, I spent my life trying to figure out where mine was, and I realized that I was never going to find where mine was. I think it's going to find me, and I just have to continue to do what I do, and I think it'll get to me, you know. In this day and age, with an opportunity to see and to really experience the whole world in the way that a musician can, it's just a beautiful thing, you know, and for a long time I battled against it. I never wanted to accept that that I didn't have a home, but I feel like I've learned so much from traveling and I want to continue to learn.
Also, er hat natürlich mehrere Zuhauses, nicht nur eins, und das hat er festgestellt und möchte in diesem Punkt seines Lebens einfach auch noch auf der Suche sein und etwas daraus lernen. Wir wollen aber natürlich nicht nur über Sin Cane selbst, sondern auch über seine Musik sprechen. Deswegen gibt es jetzt gleich einen Song von ihm, How We Be heißt er, und er soll uns selber noch was dazu sagen. We obviously wanna listen to your music.
Sure.
So we gonna play the song How We Be. Just give us a little definition what it is about.
How We Be is a song that was written knowing that it was going to be the beginning of the Mean Love record. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to continue from the last album, Mars, you know, where Caperuni had such a strong groove. I wanted to start the album with such a strong groove. And I wanted to address confidence and happiness, you know, within people, and like that, knowing that even though times are tough, we can battle through that and enjoy ourselves in whatever climate we're in right now.
Also er sagt, er wollte so eine Brücke schlagen zu dem alten Album, vor allem zu dem Groove des alten Albums und das in diesem ersten Song eben ausdrücken und gleichzeitig den Leuten so eine Art Power-Message geben, dass sie ihre Probleme auch mit diesem Song oder ja wie in diesem Song überwinden können. Und jetzt wollen wir natürlich reinhören, wie das Ganze sich dann musikalisch auslebt. Hier ist also Sing Kane mit How We Be. How We Be war das von Sing Kane. Er ist heute zu Gast bei uns im Detektor FM Studio und wir haben schon darüber gesprochen, dass der Mann ganz gut rumgekommen ist in seinem Leben. Geboren in London, aufgewachsen im Sudan, jetzt lebt er in New York. Und Sing Kane, being around the world obviously had an impact on your music and it sounds like the sound is very broad-minded, mixing like different genres. How do you manage to absorb all these influences from all over the world, from different styles of music and put it in like one song or in an album?
Well, I'm so inspired by people, and I'm so inspired by different kinds of music. And from a very young age, it was very easy for me to be drawn to music. So I've moved every 4 years of my life since I was 6 years old. So it was very easy for me to hear something new always, and I was just so drawn to the beauty of music and how people related to music. From wherever I ended up being, you know, or wherever I ended up going to. So when it came time to work on my own project, I realized that I was so flighty and I had so many different ideas and it would overwhelm me to not express them completely, you know, and it would be really like a weird, feel weird to try to just make an album that sounded exactly the same, you know.
Also er sagt, er absorbiert einfach all diese verschiedenen Musikrichtungen und auch Einflüsse in seinem Leben und fühlt sich auch verpflichtet, die wiederzugeben in seiner Musik und eben nicht da etwas außen vor zu lassen und arbeitet deswegen alles in sein Album ein. Und weil wir gerade schon einen Song gehört haben, die Anfänger von Sing Kane, die klangen ganz anders. Er kommt nämlich aus der Punk-Rock-Szene eigentlich. Und jetzt will ich wissen, ob wie viel Punk da noch drin steckt. In the beginning, you didn't sound like you sound today or your music, because you come from the Punk-Rock-Scene. So yeah. How much punk is there still in the new Sing Kane album?
I think the work ethic that I learned from the punk scene, the DIY scene, is still there. I mean, I learned how to do everything myself through punk rock, and the sincerity that exists within that scene and the community that exists within that scene has carried on to everything that I've done. You know, I want to be around people who are like-minded, who are progressive, and who are productive. And I learned that from punk, and I will take it with me as far as I can take it.
Also er sagt, vor allem der Arbeitsethos, den Punkmusik hat, den hat er übernommen, dass man eben alles selber machen muss und richtig viel Herzblut reinstecken. Und er sagt, das wird immer bleiben. Und es gibt auch, weil wir schon so viel über die Bezüge gesprochen haben, einen Bezug zu Deutschland, also denken wir uns zumindest, denn ein Song auf seinem ersten Album von 2008, der heißt Autobahn. Und jetzt wollen wir noch die Geschichte dazu hören. There is a song called Autobahn that you wrote in 2008 or was released in that year. So is it really about German highways, or is it just the name?
I called it Autobahn because the feeling of the song felt like driving fast, me coasting very quickly through space and time, you know. Every time I write a song, the title has to correspond to the way I feel about the song. It doesn't necessarily correspond to the lyrics always, but it's just the way I feel about it. And the Autobahn was something that when I went onto the Autobahn for the first time, I was with a person who just drove as fast as they possibly could, and it was a very similar feeling. It was like I felt like I was surfing, you know, and floating around, you know, in this space and time, and there weren't any cars around us, so it was a really beautiful night, and we were listening to like similar kind of music, and it was also it's a very tantric beat, and it was influenced a lot by krautrock as well. So I just wanted to kind of give a nod back to Germany for that reason.
Also er sagt, er hat in diesem Song in der Tat ein Gefühl ausgedrückt, das er auf der Autobahn hatte, eben schnell durch die Nacht zu rasen, so wie das das erste Mal war, als er mit einem Deutschen auf einer deutschen Autobahn gefahren ist und dass er dieses Feeling irgendwie rüberbringen wollte und auch so ein bisschen Krautrock-Einflüsse wollte er rüberbringen in diesem Song. Jetzt wollen wir zum Abschluss noch wissen, es geht natürlich nochmal um das Herumkommen, was eigentlich das Beste außer schnell fahren ist am Touren. So at the end, when you're touring, like you're coming around a lot, you can use the Autobahn drive fast, but what's like the most or the best thing about touring?
The best thing about touring is meeting new people and communicating with people and seeing how people respond to the music, you know. My music is very personal to me, but I have deliberately made a universal message that anyone can relate to. I want to be open because I want to see how people respond and make my music their own, you know. I really, really enjoy that. It makes me feel very happy. And through that, I've made so many different friends from all over the world. And I feel like what I want to do is I want to speak to people all over the world through my music. So when I go on tour, I get to meet my friends that I've made through the music, and I get to meet new people who teach me a new understanding of the music, you know, and it's a very magical and beautiful thing.
Also er sagt, es geht natürlich vor allem darum, Menschen kennenzulernen. Einerseits Menschen, die er schon beeinflusst hat durch seine Musik und die darauf wieder reagieren, und eben neue Menschen, die ihm einen neuen Input geben, und das ist eben unglaublich wichtig für ihn. Am Ende wollen wir noch einen Song von St. Cain spielen, und diesmal darf er sich den selber auswählen und dadurch ausdrücken, und deswegen frage ich ihn jetzt einfach, welcher Song es denn sein darf und warum. So at the end we want to play another song, but this time you can pick it yourself, like to express something about yourself maybe. So which song would it be, and yeah, what's the story behind this one?
Not to be totally conceited, but I would like to play another St. Cain song. The new single from Mean Love is New Name. And this was a song that I wrote wanting to try to fuse my African and American influences all together, and my African personality and my American personality. The bass line and the groove of the song is very East African, but I feel like the arrangement and the melodies kind of respond in an American way. I really thought it was fun to make a song like that, and I can only hope that everyone who's listening enjoys it as well.
Dann hören wir jetzt mal rein. Also er hat gerade nochmal erklärt, dass die afrikanischen und die amerikanische Seite oder Einflüsse in diesem Song enthalten sind. Erstmal verabschiede ich mich aber und sage danke, St. Cain, dass er hier war. St. Cain, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Und jetzt gibt's hier St. Cain mit New Name.
Alle Beiträge, Reportagen und Interviews können Sie jederzeit nachhören. Im Netz auf detektor.fm.